Okay, today's daf is Yevamos, daf Ayin Gimel, and on Ayin Gimel Aleves, the Gemara talks about eating Dvarim Kadoshim, Dvarim HaMukudashim, holy items, Maaser Sheni and Karbanos, eating it when the person is Tameh or when the food is Tameh. So that is an Issa D'Oraisa for me, if I'm Tameh and I eat Truma, if I would be a Kohen, or if I would anybody and would eat Maaser Sheni B'Tuma. So the Gemara talks about there are two types of cases, the case of Tumas Hagavra, where the person is Tameh, and Tumas Atzman, and the food being Tameh. So Gemara says, Minalan, how do you know that? So Gemara says, Titania, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Viarti Mimenu Bitameh, Bein Sha'ani Tameh. When we say by Vidi Maestras that we did everything that we're supposed to do, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did not consume the food, Bitameh. Bein sha'ani tameh v'hu tahar, bein sha'ani tahar v'hu tameh. Right, I didn't do either of those. I didn't have any connection to tumah. The Gemara goes into what the sources are for each one of those. And the Rambam quotes as in Hilchos Avos Hatumos Yud Beis Tezvav, the halachas of this Onein and Atame, the Rambam says, Ha'onein acher she'tam zman aninuso, we had this earlier, u'mechuser kipurim acher she'evi kaparaso. In Onein, someone who was lost a relative, or somebody who still has to bring a carbon, u'mechuser kipurim, tzrichin tefilo la'achilas ha'kodesh avalo l'truma. She'ha'onein u'mechuser kipurim mutarm l'echol es ha'truma. Because up until now, they weren't allowed to eat Kodesh because they were Tameh, v'shem enitvu, v'heim lo yadu. There was a hesachadas, right? And then around this parak, the Rambam talks about the idea of Tumah regarding the item and Tumah regarding the person. So Tosfos here asks, and this is the source of basis of what we're going to talk about today. Tosfos here, or something that Tosfos does not say, not something that Tosfos says. Tosfos di bermaskal Tumas Atzman, right? The Gemara goes into two different sources of how do you know not only if a person is Tameh and they eat it, but even if the food is Tameh and they are Tar, that's also a problem. Tosfos says, Eila Hakshos, Kivachish Asar L'Tumas Atzman. But one second, once the Torah says that if the food is Tameh, you're not allowed to eat it, so Lama Lana Asar L'Ochel B'Tumas Aguf. So what do you need another Aveira, another Pasuk, to tell me that if you are Tameh, right when you pick it up, you become Tameh? Right, isn't that metame you? So what do you need another pasuk for? The nafgamina hecha d'tachav lo chaver b'beis ablia. Oh, what if somebody, your friend stuck it, it was on a stick, on a toothpick, and somebody stuck it all the way deep into your mouth, right, into your throat, so you never touched it before you ate it, right? It was all stuck in there. Inami b'shalo huchshar. Or what if the item was not Hukshar lekabel tuma, right? It was not hukshar, meaning it couldn't have, it didn't become wet yet, so it didn't become tummy, so you're not, I'm sorry, I think I flipped it before. Not that the food's going to make you tummy, but you're going to make the food tummy. So if you're tummy, of course, there's a possibility the food's going to be tummy, because are you going to touch it beforehand, right? A person can make food tummy, the food can't make a person tummy. So says the Tosfos, oh, maybe if there's a way that you didn't touch it, either your friend stuck it down your throat, or what if the food is not hokshal akabal tumah yet, where we know the Mishnayos and Machshirin. In the last parak of Machshirin discuss that food has to become wet with one of seven liquids before it can become tummy. Din d'Oraisa in Parsha Shmini, hokshal akabal tumah, yad shachat dam. Those are the seven liquids that make a food tameh, right? Yayin, dvash, mayim, dam, right? the other liquids. So let's say it wasn't hukshar yet. So if you touch that, it's not going to become tameh. But you're tameh. That's why you still need the psukim. Because those are two cases where the person and the food won't overlap in their tumah. And then Tosfos asks another question. Fine. Tosfos does not say a third case, which we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. Good. Let's continue. Let's talk a little bit about eating items in an unusual way. Tosfos already opens up the situation for us, the cases for us, but we're going to end up trying to talk about what if you eat something, but there is a layer around the item that you're eating. Does that change the fact that that's called normal eating? Let's say there's something that's not kosher, but I wrap it in something, so the non-kosher item, you know, doesn't touch my throat. So does that help? Right? Is the issue of eating not kosher. Again, this is a huge topic. We're just doing a couple of marmakomas related to it. This is a sugya, Mesechas Avodah Zarah and Mesechas Chulin. Right? What is the problem of eating not kosher the fact that my stomach gets nourished from it, what's called hanas meyav, I get pleasure inside, or is it hanas grono, it's my throat, right, going down and I enjoy it. So if I wrap it in something, so maybe there's no iser, is that called shalo kederech, right, and that's going to come up, why Tosfos did not suggest that possibility. Tosfos says, I'll give you cases where the food and the person are going to be separate from each other, right, it's not hoksha, and it's not going to, one's not going to make the other one tummy, it's not hoksha lekabel tuma, or the person stuck it all the way down your throat. What happens if you ate it, but you wrapped it in something? Is that going to be an iser? So we'll see. So the Mishnah tells us in Avodah Zarah, start with a little background. Mishnah Avodah Zarah tells us that there's something called nosing tam, that not only is eating something not kosher a problem, eating something that has a not kosher taste is a problem. That's nosing tam. Kol shebana aso, zeh klal, says the Mishnah, samachayim abeis, kol shebana anaso benosein tam aser, anything that gives off taste, any iser that gives off taste, aser, kol shein banaso benosein tam mutter. But if it doesn't give off taste, so then it is mutter. Rashi, hanaso benosein tam, shenehne betamo shel iser. If I get benefit, I'm eating something kosher, but I flavored it with something not kosher, so that's also considered not kosher, even though it's just the taste. Right? Is there, what if it's just the taste and no liquid, no anything? That's a shaila. That's called tamo veloma masho, tamo uma masho. But that's what the Mishnah says here. Benosin tam. V'choshe ein banaso benosin tam, shenana betamo. If you don't get anos, then it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara then extends that and says, what type of tam are we talking about? The Gemara two daf later in Avodah Zarah daf samach zayin. What type of tam are we talking about? Nosin tam l'shvach. Where something gives off a good taste. If something gives off a putrid taste, a negative taste, putting it in makes the mixture worse. It's the wrong ingredient. That's called nosin tam levgam, and that is mutter. Nosin tam levgam is mutter. Is that only mutter bidieved? Right, that's the ritva here, that it's only the work bidieved, na lechadchila. But where does that come from? It still tastes like something not kosher. Right? Why should it make a difference whether it's nosin tam lefgam or nosin tam leshvach? So the Gemara says it's an extension. The Torah tells us in Dvarim, in Parshas Re'eh, lo soch lo kol nevela, you cannot eat a nevela. Nevela is an animal that died without getting shechted. Right? So it's not kosher. Lo soch lo kol nevela, what do you do with a nevela? A nevela is not aser bahana. Only aser ba'achil. You can't eat nevela, but I'm allowed to sell it. I'm allowed to give it to somebody. It's not aser ba'hana'a. So the Torah tells you, what are you supposed to do with nevela? La ger, sheber sharecha. You're supposed to give it to the ger. The ger here means ger toshav, meaning a non-Jew. Give it to, if you have a piece of non-kosher meat, give it to a non-Jew. No problem. Non-kosher meat, you're allowed to get benefit from. So, but the Gemara darshans from there. It says, don't eat it and give it to a non-Jew. So says the Gemara, oh, that teaches me that only something that is edible by another human being is usher for you to eat. If it's not edible, if it's roi to give it to a ger, then it is usher to eat. Kol haruya lager kruya nevela, v'shein kruya lager ain a kruya nevela. Anything that is roi for a ger, for another person to eat, so then it is usher, but it's not. If it's not roi for somebody else to eat, so then it's not called an avela, it's not edible. That's not called not kosher. As an extension of that is, if a non-kosher item gives off a putrid taste, even though this itself is edible. But going into the kosher item, Rashi, midaafgim batal isura. You see from there, once something gets ruined, it's not called asur anymore. So too here. If there's a bad taste, so then That is going to be mutter. But then we get to the Rambam. The Rambam adds on a few cases that is not Asur Daraisa either. A very important Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros here in Perek Yudalit. The Rambam says, all different types of cases of not kosher. The Rambam goes into Perek Yudalit. It's all about rules. Kol Isuri Machalos Asur Torah, Shir B'Kazai, Espeinoni. All usher items to eat in the Torah, you have to eat a certain amount. You have to eat a kezias, an average olive. Bein lamalkas, bein lakaris, bein lamisa b'dei shemayim. V'kfar b'yarnu, that isurei kares get malkas. V'shir zeh im kol ha-shi'urim halachal moshe b'sinayim. And this shir of kezias, with all other shi'urim, the Rambam says, how do we get the shiurim of kezias and kebetza and all shi'urim? Halacha l'moshe b'sinayim. V'asr min ha-Torah, kol shehu. But we know that even a drop is aser mida oraisa. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. Aval eino loke el al kazayis. But I'm only going to get malchus for a kazayis. V'machal kol shu pachos b'kashir. If I eat less than the shir, less than a kazayis, makanas o makas mardus, then I will get rabbinic lashes. Good. Then he goes through how do you measure kazayis. And then call biarnu shakol yisur shabatorayin mitstarfim. Different types of isurim are not mitstarif to a kizayis. And then a little bit later, the Rambam says, "What happens if I eat something in an unusual way?" Right. That is now what we're up to. Kol ochlena asurim eino chayev alei mashiyochal osan derech hanaya. All foods you're only asur if you eat it in the normal way. Normal way derech hanaya son chutz right. Except for basa bechalav v'kilei akerim. Basav achalav and kilei akerem, kilayim of the vineyard, not. Why? Because the Torah doesn't say don't eat them. If the Torah says don't eat, which is by most isuri achila, then you have to eat it, the only usur daraisa if I eat it in the normal way. If I get IV pig fluid, right, so that's not going to be an isur daraisa, because that's not eating it in the normal way. Right? If somebody, any other unusual type of way of eating it, so we'll get to some examples, that's a problem. Except for two isurim where the Torah doesn't say don't eat it. The Torah never says don't eat basar b'chalav, milk and meat. The Torah says don't cook meat, milk and meat three times. So, and we learn from there, one of them is the isur achila. But the Rambam says, because of that, you're not limited. Lefi, we'll get back to this. Shlo nomar ben achila elahotzi isur achila atzim b'lashon acheres, b'lashon bishol, u'b'lashon hektish, le'asar osan afilu shlo k'derech hanaya. Ketzad, what does that mean? So says the Rambam, hari shehim ches achilev, what if I liquefy chalev? Chalev is non-kosher fat. I liquefy it and I drink it while it's burning hot until my throat burns from it. That's not a normal way of eating. Not a normal way of eating. So here we're going to see not normal. Again, this is a huge topic. We're just doing a few marmakomos. Not normal can mean the item. There's something wrong with the item. Or there's something wrong with the way I'm consuming it, but there's nothing wrong with the item. This item that's boiling hot fat, there's nothing wrong with it, just let it cool off. But I'm eating it in a way that is totally not normal. So the Rambam says, if you eat something that is totally not, drink something that is boiling hot, oh, sha'achal chelav chai, what if I eat a raw piece of fat? So nobody eats that without roasting it, without cooking it. So there, the item is something that could be prepared in a normal way, but you didn't. So also that's considered eating it in an abnormal way. Or I pour a whole bottle of pepper into something. So again, nobody eats that. How can you eat that? Oh, lutoch hakdei rishon avela va'achlan k'shei marin. Oh, she'achal ochal ha'aser achar she'esviach v'hivish. Or eat something where it totally get where it's spoiled and disgusting, and it has mold all over it. And it's also to eat. So in any of those cases, says the Rambam, there's no issur daraisa. Ubata meyochal adam hareza patur. Patur. Patur, you never know what it means. Right? Does patur mean? In Hilchas Shabbos, patur means asur derabanan still. Still rabbinically asur. In Hilchas Shabbos. But outside of Hilchas Shabbos, you never know whether patur means it's not asur daraisa. That you know for sure. But it doesn't mean that it's mutter. So that is not 100% clear. Not 100% clear, but that's the Rambam. The Rambam finally finishes off. If you ate it, but you ate it as a joke, that's called eating it. That's called eating it, or if you didn't know what you were doing it. Okay, if somebody doesn't even realize what he's doing, but he's eating it normally. But that's the Rambam. So the Rambam says, if I eat something in an unusual way, it's boiling hot, or it's putrid, all those cases, there's no Isser D'Araisa. So some Achronim say it still means Asasa D'Rabanan, but others say, no, it means it's Mutter. Others say it means it's even Mutter. It's allowed, because that's not called eating. The Aruch HaShulchan expands in Siman Pei Zayin that Basar B'Chalav is different in this regard. As we said, because by Basar B'Chalav, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat it. It just says, don't cook it, and that's more inclusive. Even if something is not called an eating, for milk and meat, it's more chamor. It's more chamor. That's the Aruch HaShulchan here, where he talks about the kulas and the chumras. There are kulas and chumras when it comes to basar b'chalav. We'll have to talk about this again in Maseches Chulin. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Mishune iser b'basar b'chalav mi b'chol ha'isurin b'shnei dvarim. There are two ways that it is different. Derov isurei Torah mutarim b'hana. Most isurim in the Torah are only asur to eat. There's no iser to sell it. There's always to get pleasure from it. Aval v'chol iseri Torah einu iser rak b'achilasam bilvad o iser hana gam hana asam aval below bish aval lo b'bishulam u'baz v'chol v'aser gam b'bishul bilvad v'lo achila. Baz v'chol is not only aser to get benefit from. It's the only iser that you're not allowed to cook. Even cooking baz v'chol is aser. Right, that's the only one. V'gam below hana v'rak malka zein chayav me'al achila v'al abishol v'lo bahana. That's the Rambam Shita. Fine. And then he says, Od yesh chomer b'chol mikol isuri achila. The kol isuri achila, everything that we've spoken about, ein lo gana leim elakaderach hana asan. Right, you only get hana, you only get an aver by all the other averis if I consume it in a normal way. But by basa b'chalav, even shalo kaderach hana asan. Maybe if I have liquefied IV Basar b'chalav, right? Maybe, I'm not getting into the, it could be that's more going to be more chomer, because there's no issur of eating there. There's just an issur of consuming when it comes to bishul. So, related to this, and this gets back to artosis, the Mishnah Lamelech on this Rambam has a suffix. We know that the Gemara tells us that if I swallow matzah, I don't chew it, I just swallow it whole, I'm still yotzei the mitzvah. Still yotzei. Bala matzah yatsa, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. To lo be'inan sheyitom ta matzah. Av achim kirech matzah b'sip. What if I wrap matzah in, let's say, a piece of paper? I take my matzah, I have a thin, soft piece of paper, and I swallow it, and the matzah never touches the sides of my throat. I'm not yotzei. Not yotzei. Nehi de lo be'inan ta matzah. I don't need the taste of matzah. Mikol makom be'inam sheyika ha matzah begrona. Right? I need the matzah to touch my throat. So by matzah, that's the case. Im nomar, do you see the same rules by averis? That's by matzah. What about by averis? What if I wrap something usser in something on the outside that's not edible? That's not food. Dim karach davar iser besiv v'chayotzei shihei pater. Do you say that it's also pater? T'kihechi dibem mitzvah saseh d'rachmana amar tochal. Just like with the mitzvah saseh, where the Torah says, eat it. Amin dim karach besiv d'lo havi achila. We say that if you wrap it in something inedible, it's not called eating. Lefi shalo naga ha'achila begrono, because it didn't touch the outside of your throat. Ha'chaname b'yisurin. Maybe also by averis. It's not called eating. Aser, derachmana amar lo sochal im karchan besiv the lo naga achila says of regrono lo aver hermit of the malka. Right? What do you say? What do you say in that case? Right? But the outside is something inedible. Again, we're not talking about, I don't know, seaweed by in the cases of sushi. That's edible. That's part of what you're supposed to eat. Here, what we're talking about, what you're not supposed to eat. It's wrapped. So do you say it's not aser daraisa? V'lechora nirali says the Mishnah Malach. I would say shadin shaveh. I would think that it's the same thing would apply. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't mention it. And then he quotes Yerushalmi, but that's the discussion of the Mishnah Lamelech. What if it's wrapped in something from the outside? So some Achronim say, well, there's a Rambam. There's another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumos, Gimel Hay. The Rambam says, we know there's a Tumah called Nevelas Of Tohar. So a kosher bird dies, very unique way of that making you tame. You're only tame as it goes down your throat. Right? Most things would make you tame either by touching it, or by carrying it, or by being in the same roof, or over it. Magamasa ohel. But there's one tuma that only makes you tame by eating it. Nevelas of tahar. Right? Mesechas taharos. In Seder taharos is about that. So the Rambam says, if I wrap this piece of nevelas of tahar in chazeres, in lettuce, and I swallow it, even though it never touched the sides of my throat, I'm still tame. But if I wrapped it in paper and swallowed it, I'm tahar. So you see, even by an avera, even by tumah v'tahara, it makes a difference if it touches the sides of your mouth. So some quote that as a raya to this discussion of the Mishnah Lamelech, but others say maybe it's not such a raya because maybe there's a special din by nevelas of tahara, a special type of tumah. But either way, what does this have to do with us? Punchline. The Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, in Chelek, Dalet, Simen, Ayin, Tes, says, why didn't Tosfos mention this? Our Tosfos, remember, is trying to come up with a case where, remember our Gemara, whether you're Tameh, the food's Tameh, how do you come up with a case where you can have one without the other? Isn't every case that you're eating, if one of you is Tameh, the other one's going to become Tameh? So Tosfos says, no, maybe it's a case where somebody stuck it down your throat, so you never touched it. Or the food did not become wet yet, so it can't become Tameh. Why didn't the Tosfos also say, well, what happens if you wrapped it in something that's not edible? You wrapped it in a piece of paper, and then you stuck it down. your throat. Why wouldn't that work as a way that the tumah doesn't transfer? The fact that Tosfos does not say that, right, maybe because that wouldn't be called an eating. Right, we're talking about a case of eating tamei food. Maybe that wouldn't be called an eating, exactly what the Mishnah Melech was speaking about. If that's not called an eating, then it's not shayach here. Here we're trying to talk about when, the avera of eating betumah. So here, maybe it wouldn't be called eating. So unless you say there's one other factor that's brought into all these sugyas. The Rush writes in Maseches Psachim in the beginning of the second parak. The Rush says the Gemara talks about if you burn chametz and now it's ashes, you're allowed to give it away. It's all ashes on Pesach. But the Rush says, what if you eat the ashes? Pretty unusual. But what if you eat the ashes? The Rush says there's something called achshave, that your action itself could be machshiv something and gives something significance, even though it inherently doesn't have significance. Right? It's a separate topic. We'll talk about it hopefully one day. Achshave comes up many times. Inherently, objectively, you're not doing anything, but because you did it, you're giving it significance. Achshave. So maybe here too. Really, if you wrap something in paper, then it's not called eating. But what if you're doing it on purpose? Right? Maybe that's machshiv it into an eating. So this is the background, which we're not going to get into. This is the background for sugyas of gel caps, of sometimes if you have something that's kosher, that's wrapped in something not edible, or not kosher, right, or something inside. So this is a sugya that could you have non-kosher ingredients inside something that's kosher? Is it like wrapped in something that's not edible, right? Or what about the cover itself? That's a separate sugya. The gel cap, the ingredients, is it coming from something that's not kosher? Is it eating it shalo kederach? But again, some of these sources are background for a lot of the lamaisa questions that come up. So we're not doing any of the lamaisa questions. We just did some of the background, eating in unusual ways. Okay, we'll stop here.